Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Into the Raging Sea by Rachel Slade is a narrative nonfiction account of the 2015 loss of the U.S. cargo ship El Faro, which vanished during Hurricane Joaquin with 33 crew members aboard. Slade reconstructs the days leading up to the disaster and the storm's lethal intensification, weaving together maritime history, modern shipping economics, weather science, and the culture of decision-making at sea. The book is widely known for treating the sinking not as a simple morality tale, but as a layered tragedy shaped by technology, organizational pressures, and the limits of forecasting in extreme conditions. Through reporting drawn from public records, investigations, and interviews, it examines what the crew likely faced as systems failed and options narrowed. At the same time, Slade places El Faro within a broader story of American merchant marine traditions and the changing realities of commercial shipping. The result is an immersive case study of risk, responsibility, and the unforgiving physics of the ocean. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the final voyage and the human stakes. A central thread is the ship's last run and the people aboard, presented with attention to maritime routines and the quiet professionalism that keeps a large vessel moving. The narrative emphasizes that El Faro was not a faceless machine, but a workplace and temporary home, staffed by mariners with specialized roles, family ties, and hard-won competence. By outlining how a scheduled cargo route can feel both ordinary and time-sensitive, the book clarifies why departures occur even when the weather is uncertain. It also illuminates how shipboard life shapes perception. Long stretches of routine can normalize hazards, while hierarchical structures can affect how concerns are raised, heard, or deferred. The tragedy becomes more than a headline because the crew are situated within a broader community of seafarers and port workers who understand that the sea punishes small misjudgments. This topic underscores the emotional gravity of the event without resorting to sensationalism, showing how the disappearance reverberated through families and the maritime industry. It also sets up the book's larger argument that disasters are rarely single-moment failures, but rather accumulations of conditions, assumptions, and choices made under pressure. Secondly, Hurricane Joaquin and the limits of forecasting. Another major focus is the storm itself and how weather information is produced, interpreted, and acted upon. Slade explores how hurricanes can evolve rapidly, how forecast tracks are probabilistic rather than certain, and how models and advisories are translated into operational decisions. For readers unfamiliar with meteorology, the story highlights why even advanced forecasting can struggle when a storm intensifies quickly or behaves atypically. The sea state, wind field, and timing matter as much as the storm's centerline, and the book shows how those nuances can be hard to grasp from simplified graphics or incomplete updates. This topic also illustrates the challenge of decision-making with moving targets. Rerouting options shrink as conditions worsen, and what looks feasible at one briefing can become impossible hours later. The book's storm coverage is not just scene-setting. It demonstrates how modern mariners depend on shore-based data streams, and how delays, misinterpretations, or overconfidence in a predicted track can have cascading effects. Ultimately, the hurricane becomes a character in its own right, revealing how nature exploits uncertainty and how small forecasting errors can become existential when a ship is committed to a course. Thirdly, ship design, maintenance, and vulnerability at sea, the book examines how a vessel's design and condition influence survivability, especially when exposed to rare extremes. El Faro's age, configuration, and operating history raise questions about how older ships are maintained, upgraded, and judged seaworthy in a modern commercial environment. Slade discusses the practical realities of maritime engineering, watertight integrity, propulsion reliability, cargo securing, and the consequences of flooding in critical spaces. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how multiple small technical issues can intersect with severe weather to produce a tipping point. This topic also highlights how regulations and inspection regimes interact with business incentives, and how compliance does not always equal resilience. Importantly, the book does not reduce the event to a single mechanical failure, but frames technology as one piece of a wider system that includes training, procedures, and contingency planning. By mapping out how ships are supposed to handle heavy seas versus what happens when systems degrade, the narrative makes the stakes of upkeep tangible. The ocean is indifferent to budgets and schedules, and the topic underscores that maritime safety depends on continuous investment, honest reporting of deficiencies, and a culture that treats near misses and minor faults as warnings rather than inconveniences. Fourthly, command decisions, bridge culture, and risk management. At the heart of the story is how decisions are made on the bridge when time is short and information is imperfect. Slade explores maritime command culture, including the captain's authority, the expectations placed on officers, and the subtle barriers that can prevent effective challenge and cross-checking. This topic shows how risk is often managed through habit and experience, which can be invaluable, but also dangerous when conditions fall outside familiar patterns. The book highlights the importance of bridge resource management principles, such as inviting dissent, sharing situational awareness, and using standardized decision tools instead of relying solely on intuition. It also conveys how commercial realities can shape choices indirectly. The pressure to maintain schedules, avoid costly delays, or meet customer demands can influence what feels reasonable, even if no one explicitly orders a risky action. The narrative illustrates that catastrophic outcomes frequently arise from incremental commitments, where each choice narrows alternatives until escape routes vanish. By treating decision-making as a system, not just an individual moral test, this topic offers a nuanced view of accountability. It invites readers to consider how organizations can design better safeguards, clearer escalation protocols, and training that prepares crews to act decisively when weather, equipment, and human limitations collide. Lastly, industry context, investigation findings, and lessons learned. Beyond the immediate drama, the book situates El Faro within the broader U.S. maritime industry and the mechanisms used to learn from loss. Slade covers how shipping economics, regulatory frameworks, and labor realities shape what kinds of ships operate and how they are staffed and managed. This context matters because it explains why certain risks persist across fleets and why safety improvements can be slow when costs are high and responsibility is distributed. The book draws on publicly known investigative processes to show how evidence is gathered after a sinking, including the use of data, recovered materials, and testimony, as well as the limits investigators face when a wreck lies deep underwater. This topic emphasizes that investigations are not only about blame, but about turning tragedy into prevention by identifying failures in communication, training, maintenance practices, and weather routing. It also raises questions about how recommendations are implemented and tracked over time. For readers, the value is twofold: a clearer understanding of how maritime systems actually function, and a set of transferable safety lessons about complexity, redundancy, and the need for organizations to treat warnings seriously. The book's broader frame encourages informed public attention to industries that remain largely invisible until something goes wrong. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who like investigative narrative nonfiction, true disaster reporting, and anyone curious about how modern shipping works behind the scenes. Mariners, engineers, meteorology enthusiasts, and leaders in high-risk fields will also find it valuable because the story connects human choices to technical constraints and environmental uncertainty. The benefit to a reader's life is not only knowledge of a major maritime tragedy, but a deeper understanding of how complex systems fail through small compromises, unclear communication, over-reliance on imperfect information, and organizational pressures that quietly shape behavior. Those lessons apply to aviation, healthcare, emergency management, and corporate decision-making, making the book useful beyond its specific subject. Compared with similar disaster accounts, Into the Raging Sea stands out for its breadth. It does not just recount a storm and a sinking, it explains the world that produced the voyage, the science that shaped the forecasts, and the institutional pathways that determine what changes afterward. That combination of gripping narrative and careful context makes it worth buying for readers who want both an absorbing story and a serious, practical exploration of safety, responsibility, and the ocean's uncompromising power. If you would like to support Rachel Slade, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.